ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
आज शिव जयंती के शुभ अवसर पर
On the auspicious day of Shiv Jayanti, carrying everyone's loving remembrances with myself, as I reach the subtle region, I saw that Baba emerged the scene of the different kinds of devotees who are honoring and celebrating Shiv Jayanti. After a few seconds, I noticed a Pushpak Viman coming from the sky, from up above, and it was coming very close, very slowly. It was descending very slowly, and Baba then said, "Come, child." Baba descended from the Pushpak Viman and said, "What news have you brought today, child?" I said, "Today, Baba, everyone has expressed feelings of their heart, and lots of congratulations for your birthday." I then asked Baba where he had been to. Baba replied, "Today is special for the devotee souls and even more special for Baba's Brahmin children." Baba was looking at your feelings of the devotees, their dedication, and all the bhakti that they are doing. So Baba is bound to give them the return of their love and dedication according to their capacity. The Brahmin children have also sent remembrances for Baba. And then what did Baba do? Baba spread out his arms and the entire Brahmin family got emerged in front of Baba. And there was some kind of gift in each Brahmin child's hand. And they were presenting Baba with their gifts. And as they were placing their gift in front of Baba,
golden mountain ki tarah wo,
it was as though all those gifts became this very large, very huge golden mountain. Baba was looking at all of this and smiling. Baba then said, "Did you see the children's love? The children have sent with love, with pure feelings. They have sent their pure wishes to Baba. And so these pure thoughts have manifested into this beautiful scene. So have you come to celebrate the father's birthday, or is the father going to celebrate your birth?" So I said, "No, Baba, today is your day, your birth." So Baba said, "No, Baba is going to celebrate the birthday with all his children." And as Baba said this, each child received a tilak, a crown, and a garland around their neck. All the children got decorated, and it was though they were in their deity form, the beloved deity form. This is the day to become those beloved deities for those devotees. It is the day to enable the message to reach all of Baba's devotee children. It is the day to hoist the flag in the world. Souls of the world are desperate kirne dena hai.
And so you have to give them rays of power and love. It was though all of Baba's children then got seated on the stage and they were spreading rays of light in all directions. So I said, Baba, today we want to celebrate your birthday first. So all the children surround Baba completely and each child was placing a garland around Baba's neck and Baba himself became even more beautiful and it was as though he was in the decorated form of Vishnu. Baba was giving drishti which was reaching far corners and the rays of light that were spreading out from Baba were reaching far distances and everyone was dancing in joy. So Baba then asked what gift have the children brought for Baba today. So both Baba and the children started smiling. The children said, we have brought the gift of good wishes. Baba said, no. On this day, Baba would like to see that the children put an end to all the waste thoughts, the negative thoughts that come to the children's minds. So offer all of that to Baba. And then make a promise to Baba that we're going to definitely make ourselves so perfect that we're able to hoist the flag of Baba's glorification in the world. Souls of the world are searching for someone or the other. Some are searching, searching for their beloved deity. Some are remembering the Supreme Being because state of the world has become such. Today Baba is also going to give the children something. So what was that gift? It was in the form of a Trimurti design. It was sparkling. Trimurti design. So Baba placed this in front of each child and said, Baba is giving this gift to enable the children to become Trimurti themselves. On top of this Trimurti image, the design, there was a point. The top point had a very beautiful star, a sparkling star, that was spreading light all around. And below was the neck, another point, another dot, on which was written, be a detached observer and observe the drama. And then there was a third bindi, a third point, a third dot. Baba then said, press that third point. So as the children were trying to press that light, it was magnifying and lot of light was spreading out all around. Baba then explained, one is that the children have to stabilize themselves in the stage of being a point. And then spread the rays of all the powers you've received from the Father. Secondly, watch every scene of the drama as a detached observer, no matter what it may be like, whether it is good or whether it is a scene of transformation. Be that detached observer and observe every scene. Apply the full stop and continue to progress. Thirdly, the more you practice applying the full stop, you will realize it's not a full stop or a point, but it is that image of being part of the rosary of the victorious jewels. The more you're able to apply this full stop, you'll be threaded in that rosary of victorious jewels. So today, Baba wants all of his children to become victorious jewels, be threaded in that rosary of victorious jewels. And this is why Baba is specially giving this gift to all his children. So Baba then said, so you have celebrated this festival, but what more will you do now? So the children started applying that we are celebrating in different ways. Our Baba said, no. What do you have to do now? You have to hoist Baba's flag all around the world. So what did Baba then show? There was a stick appeared. On top of it, a golden design was on top of this stick, and the center was rays of light spreading all around. And then gradually Baba took it in his hand and it was getting hoisted up above, and as though immense light was spreading all around. So looking at that light which was emanating from this flag-shaped design, souls of the world were looking at it, they were having different experiences while looking at that light. Baba then said, in order to glorify the Father, you children firstly have to emerge your light form, your angelic form. In all four directions, Baba has given all of you the task of glorification. And so, for that you have to spread Sakash all around, because time is asking this of you, time is asking for change, and so to bring about that change, you children have been given this special responsibility, bring about change in yourselves first, and then give Sakash to the entire world for transformation. Remember that this is the Father's task. Let everyone recognize the Father. So remain that instrument and you will definitely reveal the Father. And then all souls will say, this is my Baba. And it's through this one that there will be attainments. So all souls, whether they are founders of the religions, whether they are other souls, every soul, every child has a right to claim the inheritance from their father. So they should know now that yes, they can claim this inheritance from their supreme parents. I then offer bhog to Baba. Baba then said, this is today is the birthday of all my children. So Baba then fed the bhog to each child. Baba then said, Baba wants to give another gift, a double gift to the children. One is to stabilize yourself in the point form. And the second gift is that you become powerful and make yourself perfect in all forms always. Through your perfection, you will be able to glorify the Father. Let everyone experience, visualize the Father through your faces. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone. I then returned. Om Shanti.